The free application for Student Federal Financial Aid, or FAFSA, opens today, October 1st, and it's recommended that just about everyone who is considering college or already in college fill out a FAFSA form to see what kind of money they qualify for from the federal government, because essentially there is no official income cutoff. For more on this, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger. She is CBS analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the U.S. Department of Education essentially has about $120 billion it gives out in the form of grants, loans, and work-study funds. Tell us a bit about the average student that qualifies and what they hope to receive.
You know, the Department of Education really stresses there is no average student. And as you said in the intro, they say there is no income cutoff. Okay, but that said, obviously, if you're claiming $1 million a year of income, you're not going to get financial aid. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of different ways that this gets cut up. So, again, it's federal grants, loans, work, study. The average will try for the Pell Grant, which to qualify, you have to demonstrate need. And Pell Grants top out at $6,195. I should note the National Center for Education Statistics said that 85% of students enrolled in four-year schools are awarded some form of financial aid, and this is it. The FAFSA is your gateway to get some of that money.
Speaking of that, some states like Illinois, Texas, and Louisiana require that students file a FAFSA in order to really graduate from high school. Why is that? It really ties back to this, right?
Yeah, this is an effort, and again, I should point out that Louisiana was the first state to require it. Now Texas has said it will also pass a law to participate, as Illinois and other states are considering it. They're really trying to figure out how can we get more kids to get the financial aid that they are entitled to. Now, you know, the estimates have ranged to about a quarter of the kids who possibly could get financial aid don't get it. That's 2 million people who would have qualified, but for the fact that they did not fill out that FAFSA form. So this is an effort to get kids on track to make sure they at least file the right forms.
Okay, so how do you do this? Where do families log on? What documents do they need ahead of time? It is kind of a lengthy form.
Yes. So you go to FAFSA, FAFSA.gov, and you will be taken to the Department of Education site. And again, this is today, right this second. And you'll start by creating an ID and a login, and you don't have to know where you are applying to school. But what you probably are going to need is social security number of the student, the parents, and let me just put a little caveat there, including any exes that are involved, which is kind of thorny sometimes, driver's license for the kid, tax, financial information. Again, this is onerous. They say that it should take 30 to 40 minutes to complete. I don't know. There's more than 100 questions. So this to me is like a few hours. On the other hand, there's so much money at stake. It's well worth the time.
Take your time, but start early. Jill Schlesinger, she's CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thanks.
Take care.